We are about to start Simin Shin Beis, and we'll be doing the first sif. Hamenayer talis chadosha shchora min hatal she'oleho chayiv. The Gemara says, Amarav hamenayer taliso chayiv. Rashi learns we're talking about shaking the dust off clothing. Tosus learns we're talking about shaking the dew off clothing. So the Mechaber begins by bringing down Tosfos. The Mechaber paskens like Tosfos, that if you shake out a new black talis from the dew that formed on it, chayiv, shanir yofolo kamo kibus. Because that's considered kibus. With the condition, vahu, shemakbit oleh shalo lov shobolo nir, that you're makbit on it, that you wouldn't wear it without shaking it out. Now, the Bir Alach explains that the reason why it's got to be new and black is because when it says hu shemakbid, the Gemara means that the stoma is that you're makbid. If it's new and black, then the stoma you're makbid. But he says if you know for a fact that you're going to be makbid, it doesn't make a difference how old or what color it is. We're talking about a stoma here. In order to make it stoma, it's got to be that it's new black and you're thinking of it as that. In fact, the Bir Alacha says, if you know your makbid, then even if it's white and it's old, it wouldn't make a difference. Says the Ramah, Hagav Kolshkin Shoslanar Beget Shenosher B'Mayim O Sheyardu Olav Geshamin. Certainly, if there's a lot of water on it. Remember the case, the Mechaber was even a little bit. Certainly, when there's a lot of water. V'Davka B'Beget Chodesh Shemakbid Olav. V'Davka Beget Chodesh, meaning again, a beget where we assume that one is makbid. The reason why a person would be makbid on having water is because it's going to shrink. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says if you shake it very, very hard, then the halacha is that that's called schit itself. Further, says the next Rama, v'dahka bebeget chod yesh omim the osur min ha'avek sha'olav is an isur nir. Also, l'nair. If you get dust on your clothing and your makbid, you're not allowed to shake that out either. Now, here, again, the Mishnah Berurah is learning that there's a stoma that you makbid because it shrinks. And if you shake it very, very hard, then it's also anyway. Now, this is the opinion of Rashi. And again, the Mishnah Berurah says we must be talking about dafka where you makbid. There's a stoma that you makbid. But if you know for a fact that you're not makbid, it'll be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says that since it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, although we're choshesh for Rashi because it's a daraisa, amir liyakum would be mutter. You can ask a non-Jew to bang out your clothing because you got a stain that you don't think is right to walk around with. Certainly lechatchila, you don't put your clothing down in a place that they're going to get filthy altogether. Now the Mishnah Berurah mentions that of course to go in and rub on it is certainly yasser. There's a yaris dvash to keep away from using a he says from shaking out any beged because we're not bikim in what's called kpeda and what isn't. Avol muter lahasser on notzitz min a beged b'shabbes. You're allowed to brush off feathers. Because they are not attached to the beged, and therefore it's not an act of malabing to remove them. Under all circumstances, the Mishnah Berurah brings it to Feres Yisrael that we're not matar using a brush on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah has a general chakira. Who has to be makbid? The one that's shaking it out or the owner of the beged? And the nafkamina is in both directions. If the owner is not makbid, but the fact that the person, person who's shaking it out, to him he's makbid, is that enough to answer it? Or do you say the other way around? If the person who's shaking it out couldn't care less, but it's for the owner, is that all right? So he leaves that all as a tzarechim.